Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see friends and family. So welcome to all of you joining us for this 2025 graduation Sunday. We have the joy of celebrating a pretty big crew, more than 13 incredible young men and women with so many graduates. The service is about them, as Eric mentioned. I hope you'll be encouraged, inspired, filled with the hope of Jesus as you witness how he is moving in each of their lives. So again, with the big number, I'm going to bring up waves. We'll start with five, chat about them a bit, then they can sit down. We'll bring up two groups of four after that. So as you come up, students, I'll make it easy on you. You can just come over here to my right here and stay there. Enjoy what I have to say. Maybe I'll require you to have a speech. I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. Because one of my, I don't have to say anything, do I? No, you don't. Should be good. Should be good. I hope so. I got a lot to get through. I'll admit I'm a little nervous, right? But I shouldn't be, right? But our first five. So as you come up, come on up, stand over here. I'll start chatting. Caleb Danielson, Annalie Deems, Tyler Ellison, Darius Garrett, and Evangeline Garrett. So come on up here, and to save some time, too. All right. All right. Well, to save some time, I'll ask for applause to be held after. No, you were good. But after I get done chatting about all five, let's give these five a round of applause, and then let the next four have their moment and give them a round of applause. It'll just save time. And then Carolee's actually going to do the hand out the Bible, maybe give a hug, maybe whatever, but I'm going to keep moving to keep things moving along, and I'll do hugs and handshakes later, but we're starting off with Caleb. So, well, Caleb, here we are. I'm excited. Obviously, I've known Caleb his entire life, right? Lots of great memories at your house, at our house, camping, fishing, vacations. I mean, we've shared a lot of time together. Here's some fun facts about Caleb. All right, he graduates on the A Honor Roll Magna Cum Laude Honors. Means he kept it above a 4.1. While keeping that GPA high, he also participated in football, basketball, track. He set several school records in track, as well as enjoyed choir, solo and ensemble, and more. He actually lettered in 15 different events or different organization things. Well, now he's moving on, right? He's going to be attending UW-Platteville for construction management. He plans to use his degree to start a business, make $1 billion, and play in the NFL. All right. Well, his favorite part of youth group has been his small group. No surprise. He's had excellent leaders, and Todd, as Mike as well. And his favorite scripture that he shared is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened, nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And Caleb, it's always been easy to see leadership qualities and strength in you, but not just physical strength. I mean, yes, but strength of mind and character. And as you step into this next chapter of life, my prayer and blessing for you is found in Psalm 105:4. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. So, Caleb, thank you for a lot of great times. God bless you, and congratulations. I mean, I could give him a quick. All right, I know you want to clap, and that's fine, but here we go. Annalie Deems. Here we go, Annalie Deems. What a precious gift this girl is to us. She is an absolute gem. I cannot begin to compliment her faith, her character, her work ethic, her attitude. All of it. I can't compliment her enough. I'm extremely grateful to know this young lady, and I'm excited to see how God leads her and how she follows. She's been involved in piano, on worship team this morning, gymnastics, cross country and track, youth group, and several mission trips. A few of her achievements. She lettered in cross country and track, was cross country's rookie of the year, 2025, I believe, right? Nice job. And she's even an elementary Spanish teacher for the Sparrows network, I'll call it. She enjoyed youth group with some of her best memories from the district's events in Green Bay. But I love her plans. She's going to be attending a one-year ministry and discipleship program called Stint in Kearney, Nebraska. And then she plans to come on back to Wisconsin, enroll in a nursing program, pursue a degree there and a career there. But I asked her, what are your hopes for the future? Check this answer out. To pursue whatever God calls me to. Amen to that. That's a pretty cool answer. Her favorite verse right now, Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. That's a great verse. My prayer and blessing upon you, Anna Lee, is to take time to rest. Maybe she's good at this. I actually don't know that. What I do know is I often had to tell her to stop working at one of our events because she just doesn't stop. She just keeps going and going and going. A quality that is wonderful. She's earned a tremendous amount of admiration and respect. But Anna Lee, try to remember Hebrews 4, 9, and 10. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever enters God's rest also rests from his own work just as God did from his. So thank you, Anna Lee. God bless you and congratulations. Amen. All right. And now Tyler Ellefson. And I'm really excited to see how God leads Tyler in the years to come. And it's again because I've had a lot of time with Tyler, and I know he's had some struggles. I know he's been frustrated at times with school and sports, and he's even been open. Like sometimes he's just not sure about his own abilities, but those challenges didn't stop him from keep putting himself out there and keep trying, and this year has been awesome. He has now shown himself and everybody else around him that he can indeed excel in school, in football, in track, in anything he sets his mind to. So that has been fun. It's been exciting to see him starting to blossom. I can't wait to see what happens next. And what is next for him? Well, actually, his activities. He's been involved in early childhood ministry in the sound booth here at East Lincoln. He did kinship for junior, senior year. Very wonderful, honorable thing there. Participated in football, soccer, powerlifting, track, earning several varsity letters in football and track. His future hopes and plans now. He's going to attend Grand Canyon University out in Phoenix, Arizona. Gets a good job. He wants to get married, have a good family. That's awesome. His favorite scripture right now, Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And so my prayer and blessing for you, Tyler, is that you hold on to that verse as you head out to Arizona. The freedom that comes with being out on your own will be used by the enemy to tempt you, try to pull you away from Jesus Christ. So I pray that verse and the one I've chosen, which is blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is him, Jeremiah 17:7. Hold those close and pursue Jesus while you pursue everything else. So thanks, Tyler. God bless you. Congratulations. All right. Darius Garrett. Darius is quite an impressive young man. He's been super active in Bible quizzing since he was 5 years old. He loves football, played all 4 years on the varsity level over at Clear Lake. When I first met Darius, we quickly got talking about Bible quizzing. And wow, Darius, the Garrett family, they're very impressive in this. He has memorized several books of the Bible. And if you aren't familiar, yeah, books. His efforts have paid off. I don't have all the specifics about Darius's career in the quizzing, but I do know he earned Rookie of the Year in 2019, and I know he's competed at the national level several times. So if you get a chance to visit with Darius, I bet he's got lots of fun stories about that. It's just awesome. His future is also really fun to hear about. He's going to go into the YWAM program with Paul Wagner, and the YWAM stands for Youth with a Mission. It's a six-month program. It works on spreading the gospel to every nation, training up the next generation, and providing relief programs in over 100 countries around the world. So Exciting to hear. Thank you, Darius, for making me feel guilty about not memorizing scripture. I actually mean that. Like, it's a cool, like, conviction. And yeah, God bless you, Darius. Congratulations. And then Evangeline. Now, even I didn't realize this was going to play out, so she's all alone. But anyway, Evangeline has been homeschooled her whole life, something she would not change. She loves being with her siblings every day for school. And she loves her parents and is super thankful that they've been blessing her by having her come alongside them with a puppy selling business. Teaches her a lot of life skills. She's been involved in dance, loves four-wheeling, photography. She's even thinking about photography as a career. Her favorite verse right now, Luke 1:45, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. That's a sweet verse. And I love seeing this verse because Evangeline admitted she's a bit nervous about the next chapter in life. But she also wrote down, I will keep holding on to the one who wrote it. That is so cool. My prayer and blessing on you today, Evangeline, Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful. And I am thankful for her honest but kind words, because Evangeline and honestly told me she didn't want to come to youth group at first. She thought it would be boring and not fun. But she said, I was so wrong. Youth group has become one of her favorite things because of the people, the messages, the worship, and small group time. And she said, thank you, Kent and Carolee, for everything you do for us, and I appreciate that. But I really say right back, thank you for all you do for us, Evangeline. Being focused on Jesus, being involved with us, it's just a huge blessing, and we appreciate you very much. Maybe we'll even see you on Wednesdays to help out. Just saying, no pressure. All right. Thank you for everything, Evangeline. God bless you. All right. Well, that was our five. I was going to release them, but they're gone. So now, I didn't see Timmy, but is Timmy Justice here? Timmy is maybe not. So we'll respectfully say a couple things, but Peter Marquis, John Carlos Ochoa, and Hannah Rosenberg, come on up. So we'll have three. All right. So as they're coming, we won't skip Timmy, but you'd throw a slide up quick. You know, Timmy, many of you know Timmy. He's been involved in our church for years, and I'm just going to say this about Timmy, even though he's not here. So he did get involved with things, but here's what I love about Timmy. He served as the basketball manager for 4 years and the soccer manager for two. And the only reason I highlight that is instead of competing himself, he just chose to kind of support his classmates. And it's a very Philippians 2, verse 3 thing of considering others more important than yourself, right? Serving them. I just loved seeing that about Timmy's high school experience. And God bless Timmy and keeping him in your prayers as he goes off to River Falls. Not sure what he's going to pursue there, but he doesn't have to know now. He'll figure it out. So we can move to Peter Marquis. The first time I ever saw Peter Marquis is actually, he doesn't know this, but I went over to check out some of the youth wrestling. So he was just a little guy, elementary school, and I saw him wrestle. And he was an animal. I mean, he was quickly taking care of these other poor kids, crushing them. I was just like, wow, that's awesome, right? I'm like, this guy is ruthless. Well, then he grows up a little bit, starts coming to youth group. I'm like, when you get to know Pete, he is not ruthless. He's one of the nicest young men you'll ever meet. He smiles quickly. He smiles easily. He smiles often. He just love having this guy around. How could you not? Like a lot of the seniors that'll be up here, he's been very active, so his activities have been band, choir, barbershop, quartet, fishing, hunting, church, kinship, and sports. Soccer and baseball were his kind of main sports, but Pete has been involved in football, wrestling, basketball over the years. He's graduating with summa cum laude, which is he kept it above a 4.2. exemplary performance at the state music competition for Barbershop, along with Caleb and David, and he's very proud to have built and sold a full-size working sauna with Caleb. Threw that in there. His plans is pretty cool. He's going to attend Rochester Community Technical College for aviation to become a commercial pilot. So his best youth group memories is just small group time with friends. His favorite verse right now is a wonderful one for graduation, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And Pete, your easygoing, quick smile are bright lights in this world. And with that in mind, my prayer and blessing for you is Matthew 5:16. "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." I'm really going to miss seeing Pete around with that quick smile. You can stop in anytime. Okay? God bless you. Congratulations. Next, we have John Carlos. Yeah, a lot of you, a very active participant in our church here. But if you don't know John Carlos, he's someone who is wonderfully passionate about his faith, his knowledge of God, which is both fun and incredibly encouraging. He serves in Discovery Land. He's been involved in a wide range of activities, including chess club. He even teaches chess with the Sparrows program. He plays guitar, and he's been involved in the Bible quizzing teams. He's also jumped into Amory's powerlifting, wrestling, and cross-country teams in the last few years. A cool achievement for John Carlos is he's already received a diploma for Construction Essential program through Northwoods College. He's off to a good start. His plans is to, this is so John Carlos, "What are your plans?" He writes, "To worship God firstly, then work on my apprenticeship as an electrician and look into ministry." Pretty cool. His future hope, to have a very loving family. His favorite Bible verse right now, Proverbs 12:1. "Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge." Again, this is so John Carlos. "Whoever hates correction is stupid." Favorite youth group memory, this year's lock-in when we had sumo suit wrestling going on down in the youth room. "John Carlos, you make me smile whenever I see you. I've always been impressed by your faith. I look forward to seeing how God leads you. And my prayer and blessing for you is that as you seek your future work as an electrician, see it as a form of evangelism. Because construction sites are often a bit ungodly, right? But you can be a light through your words, through your work ethic, and the way you treat others. Let your faith shine, like Philippians 2:15 says. You are to shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life." So God bless you, John Carlos. Congratulations. Hannah Rosenberg. Hannah holds a very special place in my heart. She doesn't really know I'm going to say this, but it's because of her wonderfully honest character. She often strikes up conversations, and she just shares what she's thinking and what she's feeling, no bones about it. But I'm saying this in the positive way. It's not about tearing other people down or like gossiping or anything. This is just, it's always struck Carolee and me how she's just wonderful at being so open and honest. And yeah, I've just enjoyed that so much. I'm going to miss it. What's this openly honest girl been up to? She's participated, she was very involved in gymnastics, but that flipped into track, 4 years of track in high school. She also did some powerlifting, and she wrestled for 2 years. She did 4-H as well, showing goats and steers at the county fair past couple of years, and her awards and achievements within all of this was pretty neat. Hannah loved the challenge of sports and the ways it pushed her outside of her comfort zone. But she also said one of the bigger lessons was about being a good teammate. She said sometimes the real win isn't a trophy you can take home. It's cheering on a teammate and helping them reach their goal. How sweet is that? So Hannah did enjoy success. She plays fifth at state in the 4x1 as a sophomore. She got all kinds of medals as a wrestler. Good chance she'll be back at the state track meet. I mean, I don't want to put too much pressure on her, but she... there's a good chance she'll be back down there soon. But her plans for the future, she's going off to North Iowa Area Community College for a degree in entrepreneurship and small business management and to continue her wrestling career on the women's team. So that's pretty sweet. Her hopes for the future are to grow in her relationship with Christ and start her own business. And her favorite Bible verse, I loved getting this, Psalm 73, 23 through 26. Here's what I was unfamiliar. It's a beautiful section. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Yeah, amen. Well, I will miss seeing Hannah. I'll miss the honest chats that we get to have from time to time. My prayer and blessing for you, Hannah, is that you go get that business degree, which is wonderful, is to do it in the uncommon way. Do things differently, as Romans 12:2 says. Do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to know God's perfect will. Get that degree with Jesus leading you. Congratulations, and God bless you. Oh. All right, again, I thought I'd have to say, okay, you four, you can go. But anyway, now we can bring up Lila Stone, Natasha Teary, Paul Wagner, and Grace Williamson. All right. Yep, we got all four of them. Good. All right, so Lila Stone. Lila, dear, dear Lila. This girl, and really the entire Stone family, have been a huge blessing to me and Carrie Lee, to our church. She's wonderful. She's passionate about Jesus. She's been our youth group evangelist. I mean, I don't know how many different friends she brought to youth group, but the list is long. Lots of kids were dragged or coerced. I don't know. They came. And it's just wonderful. With that strong faith, it's no surprise she's looking into the ministry for a career. But this girl has accomplished a thing or two. So here we go. Activities. Lila has been in FFA for 4 years, tennis for 4 years, track for 4 years, and wrestling for 2. She was also the boys' wrestling manager for 2 years and worked through the youth apprenticeship program. Her achievements within all that, Lila was an FFA officer for 2 years, on the National Honor Society for 3 years. In tennis, she placed 4th at sectionals, and in wrestling, she placed 4th at sectionals twice. She also got on the medal stand quite a few times as a wrestler, which is probably why she won Most Improved in 2025. And of course, how can we not remember, she was our 2023 Miss Amory. So her plans, well, it's going to be a very eventful few months for Lila and her family. Most of you know this, but some of you may not. Lila and Joel Springett are to be married in August. Then they're off to Chicago, where Lila will attend Moody Bible Institute and pursue a degree in children and family ministry. She wants to live on a hobby farm, have lots of kids, and I'm sure her parents want that to happen right here in Amory. Me too. Her favorite Bible verse is John 13:7. Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Her favorite youth group memory, it's actually a couple of them. One was convincing me to take everybody over to districts years ago, which is a great decision, and laughing with her small group on Wednesday nights. Well, Lila, I'm sorry for all the times I called you Layla. And you laugh, but it's embarrassing. I don't know. I have no clue. Often I'd walk in a room, "Hey, Layla. I mean Lila." I don't know. It's bad, but she's wonderful. She forgives me time and time again. Your love for Jesus and his word is a beautiful thing. You have blessed and encouraged me so often, and I hope and pray that you enjoy Moody, get your hobby farm and kids, and I hope you keep finding joy in helping others know Jesus. have a lot of confidence that she will. She's shown me, she's shown all of us her willingness to make disciples, and that's my prayer and blessing, that you will continue to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all Jesus has commanded. And of course, remember that he is always with you, and we are always with you too. We love you. So God bless you. Congratulations. Natasha Teary, I just want to say thank you and compliment Tasha for her hunger for Jesus. With all of her activities and all of her college level credit classes at school, I know it's been pretty challenging to balance everything, and yet she's stayed very strong in her faith. And her activities, just some: youth group, kinship, FBLA, cross-country ski club, kids summer track coach, kids cross-country ski coach, and of course band for 4 years. Sports, super involved. 4 years of cross-country, 4 years of track. She's already been down to the state meet 5 different times. I'm pretty sure there'll be a 6th. Again, no pressure, but you know, it's coming up. Her awards and achievements are pretty neat. She's graduating summa cum laude, again, above a 4.2. She received the Citizenship Award, was on the National Honor Society. She was acknowledged by the National Rural and Small Town Recognition Program. It's a program that recognizes students from small towns who have demonstrated strong academics. She was voted as the cross-country team captain and was an academic all-state cross-country runner. That's just to name some of them. Wow. Her future plans. She's going down to UW-La Crosse to pursue a degree in physical therapy. She's going to run on the track and cross-country teams there as well. Her hopes, pretty neat. Become a physical therapist and help people become stronger and lead healthier lives. But she added, I also want to work with Parkinson's patients in honor of her grandfather. That's pretty cool. Her favorite Bible verse, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Wonderful verse, Philippians 4:13. Favorite youth group members, she just said districts. So good that we're going to Green Bay and enjoying districts. But Tasha is such a wonderfully intelligent, driven, and focused young lady. Her GPA, her numerous awards, and her accomplishments, they all prove that. And I'm very excited to see where God leads her. She's going to do very well, I'm quite sure. And thank you for that hunger for Jesus, Tasha. May you keep seeking him down at La Crosse. Seek out a family of faith, a community of faith at La Crosse. And my prayer and blessing for you is Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. So keep on doing what you've been doing, and keep Jesus in the lead. God bless you, and congratulations. Yeah. Now we've got Paul Wagner. Here we are, Paul. Similar to Caleb, I've known Paul his entire life. A life that started as a very bold and daring kid. More than once, I thought he was going to be seriously injured or die. Not even kidding. But he survived all that. He's grown into one of the most gentle and careful young men. Hard to believe. God can do amazing things. Anyway, his activities are many. There are a lot of faith-based things. It's really neat. He taught Good News Clubs for 3 years. He ended up training Good News Club leaders for another year. He was part of the leadership training at Lake Beauty Bible Camp in 2024. And Paul has been a great addition to our worship teams here for several years. In sports, he got involved at Clear Lake, 4 years of cross country and track, with a year of basketball thrown in there. But his achievements are kind of cool in the pole vault. In 2023, he vaulted 12 feet, which tied the Clear Lake school record. So that's pretty awesome. But then in 2024, he vaulted 13 at sectionals. That broke the 51-year-old school record of Clear Lake, qualified him for state, and he ended up placing 13th down at state. So that's awesome. Congratulations on that one. His plans for the future, kind of already mentioned it quickly with Darius, is he's going into the YWAM program, again, with Darius. They're going to be traveling off together. And so they're what they're going to be doing for sure is training in Honolulu for 3 months, and then they're shipping them into Asia, but they're not publicizing where they're going to be going for real reasons, right? But they'll be off into Asia to minister to the people there for the next 3 months. So, hopes for the future. This is neat. He just said, study God's word more. Amen. His favorite Bible verse right now, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me. Awesome. Favorite Sunday school memory, when Caleb and him were the only two kids in Beth Hutchins' Sunday school class, she brought a bag of Almond Joy candy bars for the class, and they got to eat them all. Of course that's your favorite memory. Be my favorite memory too. All right, favorite youth group memory, when we went fishing, when I went fishing with Kent and Zeph and caught an oyster. Actually a freshwater clam, but I remember that day well. It was fun. Well, it's exciting for all of us to know Paul, right? As one of the kids that's grown up in us in our church, and to know that he's going off to serve in YWAM. My prayer and blessing for you is to grow in trusting Jesus, because I can just imagine things are going to be exciting. They're going to be fun. And then there's going to be challenges and difficulties. So remember, Jesus is with you. As Hebrews 13:6 says, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what can man do to me. So remember that, Paul. God bless you and congratulations. And now Grace Williamson. You sure you don't want to give a speech?
Yeah.
Just joking with her, but what an absolute joy and blessing it has been for Grace to join us on Wednesday nights. Carolee thinks the world of you. I think the world of you. And we are privileged to celebrate today with Grace. She has been a very active overachiever. So buckle up. Get ready for this list. Activities. 4 years of kinship, 4 years of student council, 4 years in forensics, 4 years of band, 4 years of choir, 4 years of 4-H, 3 years on the National Honor Society, 2 years on in FCCLA. She was the Badger Girls state representative for Amory. Then there's theater. Grace performed in Mary Poppins, the musical, the Little Women's play, the Annie musical, and in the Game of Tiaras play. Sports, 4 years of cross country, 4 years of basketball, and 4 years of track. Awards that she racked up. 4-H, Project Showman of the Year 2022, triple jump and indoor and outdoor school records, one-time individual track and field state qualifier, 10th at state, two-time team state qualifier in cross country. They took fourth her sophomore year. Two-time Academic All-State Award, Wisconsin Global Scholarship Leader Award, four-time Choral Honors Choir Participant, four-time State Solo and Ensemble Participant, and three-time Gold Medal Performance at State Forensics in Group Interpretation, and that's not all of it. Wow. Nice job, Grace. Her plans: to attend Winona State University to major in social work and minor in child advocacy and public health. Her hope is to work in clinical social work at a children's hospital. And she hopes to travel abroad and see more of the world. Her favorite Bible verse, again, it's such a good one for right now, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. We know that our ultimate hope in a future is Jesus Christ. Her favorite memory, glow-in-the-dark activities last year with Haley. Fun. I'm so glad that you have fun memories at East Lincoln, Grace. I hope you realize that you now and forever have a family at this church. Jesus says, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another," and we love this girl. John 13:34. My prayer and blessing is that you remember this, that Jesus loved you, that we love you. So God bless you, and congratulations. Amen. So that's been 13. Well, with Timmy, I guess, acknowledged. But the next slide, we have more than that. And David Williamson, we would not do justice without mentioning David more formally, the grandson of Vern and Bonnie. Dad grew up here at the church, runs the youth ministry program at Clear Lake Covenant, but David is just a very dear friend. He's been super involved with our youth group over the years. Very dedicated to Jesus. I'm going to miss having David around a lot. He's heading off to UW La Crosse to study communications. Just remember this young man in your prayers as well. I know many of you will, because we know him so well, and it's just wonderful to see him graduating with everybody else. And then Grady Fulton is up there too, and Grady was super active with our youth group. Couldn't make it here this morning, but again, just love this guy and want you to be very aware of him with prayers as he moves off into the next chapter of life. And then you'll see these other pictures up there, and some of you are going to recognize, they're kind of small, but we have Marissa Fisk and Elliot Roberts and Braxton Ali and Sean Graff. And these, again, are kids that did come to youth group for either quite a while or a chunk of time. And because of that, they're already sort of on my little prayer list, and I think about them and I see stuff come up about them and I pray over them, and I want you to remember them as well. And they're not the only ones. We want to pray for all the graduates, but these are people we know and have some connection to and love deeply, and just please keep them in your prayers. And with prayer in mind, let me close my time with this. Lift them up. Okay? Today we honor our graduates. Of course we do. This is them achieving a milestone that marks both an ending and a beginning. And it is a time for celebration, but it's also a time of commissioning. As much as today is about them, which it is, I want to remind us, the body of Christ, that we have a vital role to play. It's not just in congratulating them, but in covering them. Graduation isn't the finish line. It's the launch pad. Our graduates are stepping into a world filled with opportunity and uncertainty. Voices and values that will continue to challenge them and shape who they are. And that's why they don't just need a handshake and a gift. They need our prayers. Paul wrote to the Colossians something that I believe should shape how we pray for our graduates. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, he says, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing to him in every way." So graduates, we love you. We are proud of you. And more than anything, we are with you. And we are praying for you. How about we pray together? Heavenly Father, we do come before you today with grateful hearts. We lift these students up to you and thank you for the work you've begun in them and for the promise that you will bring that work to completion. When the world confuses them, give them clarity. When fear arises, give them courage. When temptation whispers, strengthen their character. And when loneliness visits, remind them they're never alone. Father, as a church family, help us stand with them, not just today, but in the days to come. Help us remember them in our prayers, speak truth into their lives, and encourage them in faith. May they walk in wisdom, humility, and boldness, shining as lights in a world that needs your hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kent, and congratulations, graduates.
I knew I'd forget something. So could we have all of you guys come up for a picture, like, after everything's kind of done, just because we want to do that too, and I forgot to mention it, so sorry. Thank you.
All right, so come up after the service for a picture. And actually, I'm going to just ask graduates, if you just stand right now where you're at, and the rest of us, let's give a huge round of applause to these guys. Yeah, that was very, blessed me a lot. Thank you, Kent, and congratulations. I'm just going to share for a couple minutes, and I want to talk about what it means to be successful. All of you graduates, obviously this is a big turning point in life. You're going to be launching out on your own. It's kind of like the bird out of the nest, you know? I don't know. Hopefully parents are like, get out of here. But you are launching out on your own in the next few months. Maybe you're starting work. Maybe you're getting married. Maybe you're going to college. And so it's a big step. And I think whatever you're doing, all of you and all of us, really, we have this desire to be successful. And I want to just ask this question for you graduates, especially as you embark into this life now. What does it mean to be successful? I asked Google what it means. And I don't know who even answers when you ask Google anymore. It's like my personal Google AI, probably, but gave me this answer. Success means different things to different people, but generally it involves achieving personal goals and finding fulfillment. It can relate to career, personal life, or overall well-being, and is often associated with happiness and contentment. Success isn't just about material wealth or fame, but also about personal growth, making a positive impact, and finding what makes you feel fulfilled. I thought, well, that's a good definition of what it means to be successful. You're probably going to hear a lot of those things, and you've probably heard them if you're graduating. You've probably heard a lot of advice about how to succeed, and you'll hear some more at your commencement ceremonies. But more than anyone else, I hope that you will listen to what God has to say about what it means to be successful. He's our creator. He's our savior. He's the king and ruler of our lives in this universe. And at the end of the day and at the end of our lives, what he has to say matters far more than anyone else. When you look at what God has to say about success, it isn't about going to college or finding the right career path. It isn't even about getting married and having a big family and a big house. It isn't about making money or a name for yourself. According to God, you can actually be successful in all of those things and still not be successful. So what does God have to say about being successful? One of the places, there's a lot of, even as Kent was sharing, it's like, man, there's tons of great scripture verses, actually some that were shared. The one that I was drawn to this week was Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. It's a story, it's a parable that I want to read for you. Jesus shared it with his disciples. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them, And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what's yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.'" Harsh last sentence there. And I thought, should I leave that out? But I'm not going to leave it out. It's the parable. So a parable is a story with a deeper meaning. And in this parable, I think Jesus is telling his disciples what it means to be successful. Ultimately, what it means to be successful. Success, if you kind of look at what he's saying, means living this life in a way that in the end of this life, which is hard if you're graduating, it's hard to think that far ahead. I know I wasn't when I was 18, but I'm getting there now. You live this life so that in the end you will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." The first 2 servants heard that from their master. The third did not. And so the meaning behind this parable is this. Graduates, every other person in this room, me, God has given each of us a life to live. He has entrusted us. You know, I think about these guys up here this morning. He's entrusted us with abilities, resources, and opportunities. And as has already been shared, he's called us to use them for his good purposes, no matter what you do, to invest them in his kingdom and to further his mission. And those who live that kind of life, no matter what you do, what school you go to, whether or not you get married and have a lot of kids and have a home, no matter how much money you make, if you trust the Lord and use your talents, your life, whatever God's given you, for the glory of the Lord and his kingdom, you will be successful in the eyes of your Creator. But if you live for only yourself and take what God has given and squander it on self-centered living that ignores or rejects the giver of life, the parable also says that life will be a failure. No matter how much you succeed, it will be a failure. And so for all of you graduates, as you move forward in this journey and embark on a new chapter of life with greater freedom now, greater independence, and greater responsibility, pursue a path that leads to success, but don't stop short by living only for the success this world has to offer. Live for the success of your Creator and your Savior. Live in such a way so that when your life comes to an end, you will hear those precious words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this day. I'm just overwhelmed by the gift of life that you've given, the gift of salvation, the many, many, many blessings that you've given us. Those of us who have graduates, we're so blessed by these kids our sons and daughters, and our sons and daughters have been blessed by you with all of these wonderful abilities. And I just pray, Father, that you would lead them forward, that whatever schools or cities or jobs or families they go forward into, that they would always look to you, that they would pursue an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, that they would get plugged into a community of faith and continue to grow in their faith, that they would use whatever you've given them to invest in knowing you, pursuing you, and growing your kingdom. I pray your blessing over each of them. They're each individually such gifts and so special, and you have wonderful plans for them. I pray for your blessing on them and their families. In Jesus' name, amen.